Hello, I'm Jane Curtis, CEO of Southern Health Santé Sud, and this is the Regional All-Staff Update released May 22, 2020. Please note that these updates highlight only some of the most recent information. Please visit the Southern Health Santé Sud Health Provider site to view all information and resources. And there's a direct link available from our public website, southernhealth.ca, for ease of access. With the province's announcement introducing additional steps to gradually continue to safely restore services, this will be my last scheduled update to you as we now look ahead to restore services and focus our efforts on a new normal. Future all-staff updates will be released on a per-need basis. The latest information will be posted on the COVID-19 Info and Planning webpage. As we begin to ramp up clinical activity during this new normal, and while the virus and our knowledge continue to evolve, it remains a responsibility as healthcare workers to ensure we do everything possible to prevent the spread of COVID-19 to our colleagues, our clients, and within our community. All COVID-19 testing locations are now operating on a self-referral basis, eliminating the requirement for patients to first call HealthLink's Info Santé if they meet the testing criteria. Testing criteria has been updated with additional symptoms added to Category A and Category B. Please refer to the COVID-19 Info and Planning webpage on the HPS for more details. In an effort to enhance knowledge and understanding of COVID-19 transmission across Manitoba, public health officials are conducting surveillance testing of asymptomatic individuals in a number of locations. We have taken a number of necessary precautions in the past 2 months to keep care home residents safe, including visitor restrictions, enhanced screening, and restricting staff to be working at one single site. Thank you to all those who help facilitate creative solutions to actively support virtual visits via video chats, phone calls, and window visits. With the warmer weather arriving, the opportunity to allow increased visitor access for care home residents has been identified. Effective next week, personal care homes will be supporting on-site outdoor visits between residents and their loved ones. This week, once again, I'm pleased to share a number of positive stories. I've had quite the accumulation since my last update. Posted with consent on the HPS along with the script of this audio, you can see many photos of these moments. It has been truly heartwarming to be on the receiving end of incredible community support. The face shields that were recently donated by McCaff's Garage to the Lorne Memorial Hospital, Centre de Santé Notre Dame Health Centre, and Centre de Santé St. Claude Health Centre are a prime example of this outpouring of support in the community. I would like to congratulate the staff at the Centre de Santé St. Claude Health Centre, who hosted an in-house talent show on May 9th for residents. Following the visitor restrictions and practicing social and physical distancing, the talent show featured a fun-filled evening of food, beverages, and entertainment, courtesy of staff showcasing their various talents. This is a shining example of how staff have gone above and beyond to find creative ways of making a difference. Kudos to the community of Notre Dame de Lourdes, who organized a parade in early May to thank healthcare staff and emergency services for their service. McGregor Healthcare staff have also been feeling the love and support of their community as they recently received gift bags from the Bag Lady Storage Solutions, packed with special items in easy-to-clean packaging. They also received a delivery of Dr. Scholl's shoe insoles for site staff, as well as the local emergency medical services and the McGregor Fire Department. Manitoba Pork reached out to our three testing sites to share sweet and savory treats over the past week. It was meant to be a fun and positive gift of appreciation to those working in the face of COVID-19, and we got to see lots of smiling faces. Last week, Minister Cameron Friesen thanked Manitoba's healthcare heroes in a video acknowledging all sites, professions, services, and every member of our healthcare system who plays an important part in the fight against COVID-19. The week was wrapped up with a second tribute to all staff by sharing additional photos and videos highlighting important work and moments of TLC from throughout the province. As we prepare for additional steps to gradually continue to safely restore services, please ensure you are taking care of yourself. Set some time aside to do things that are fun and bring you joy. That can be as simple as going outside to enjoy the sunshine, reading a good book, or cooking your favorite meal. Your role in our health system and your contribution to this fight are vital and they are appreciated. You are truly Manitoba's healthcare heroes. Today and every day, we thank you.